insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا
And those who do not expect the meeting with us say, Why were not angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? They have certainly become arrogant within themselves and become insolent with great insolence.
The 21st verse of the chapter says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا And those who do not hope to meet us say, Why are not the angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? Certainly, they're too proud of themselves. And have revolted in great revolt. From this verse, we move on to another section of this chapter. This chapter mostly talks about what the excuses of the pagans and polytheists are, and then it mentions an important fact about the Holy Quran being revealed gradually. In order to relinquish duties and responsibilities that believing in Allah and resurrection would put on polytheists' shoulder, they stated some pretexts, some of which you may remember. One of them was, why the Prophet ﷺ eats like us? Why does the Prophet walk in the markets? Which we read its answer in the previous verses of the chapter. Now, these verses complete two other parts of their pretexts and answer them. At first, the verse says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا Those who do not hope to meet us for judgment means that they who do not believe in hereafter, or maybe they don't want to believe in hereafter, say, Why are not the angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? Their statement means that suppose it is accepted that the Prophet ﷺ can have a common life like other people. We accept that the Holy Prophet is like others who walk in the markets and do his business. But it is not accepted that the bringer of a revelation comes only to him, and it cannot be seen by other people. What is the problem with that angel that we cannot see him? What is the problem if the angel appears and certifies his prophethood? We need someone, some angel, to tell us that he is your prophet, then we start following him. We need someone to retell some of his revelation while people are all present.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
They did not stop here. They moved on to claim, to ask this question: what is the matter if we want to see Allah using our own eyes? If this happens, then we will have no doubts. These are, namely, the questions which prevented them from accepting the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The important point in this regard is that the Holy Quran introduces these pretext-seeking people as those who do not accept meeting with us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. These are the ones who do not believe in hereafter. That's why they're seeking pretexts. This shows that these baseless words originate from the unbelief in resurrection. These baseless arguments originate from the lack of undertaking responsibility to Almighty Allah. In the 7th verse of chapter Hijr, we read words like this, where the unbelievers say, لَوْ مَا تَأْتِينَا بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are of the truthful ones, why do you not bring to us the angels? Also, we read in the beginning of this very chapter that they said, why is not an angel been sent down to him to be a warner with him? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا. Now, this clearly shows the fact that since they were not believing in hereafter and the resurrection day, because of the problems we discussed in the previous programs, they keep bringing different excuses, and they are the pretext seekers that the Holy Quran says, الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.